Welcome to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing, the open source intelligence for crypto, on February 5, 2026. Today we focus on key market movements, regulatory developments, and institutional shifts shaping the crypto landscape. Bitcoin has fallen to a 15-month low, dropping below $70,000 and testing support around $68,000. This decline coincides with ETF outflows of nearly $2.9 billion. Reflecting macroeconomic pressures and a shift toward traditional safe havens. The selling has also impacted mining stocks and led to a sharp fall in futures open interest, signaling reduced speculative activity. In regulatory news, the U.S. House Select Committee on the Chinese Communist Party has opened an investigation into World Liberty Financial following reports of a $500 million investment from the UAE tied to the firm just before President Trump's inauguration. The committee is requesting detailed ownership and payment records, adding scrutiny to Trump-linked crypto ventures. Meanwhile, the White House has set a February deadline to resolve conflicts over stablecoin yields as part of the Clarity Act negotiations. This involves $6.6 trillion in stablecoin assets, and the aim is to reach consensus between banks and crypto firms on yield rules that balance surveillance concerns with fears of fragmented enforcement across jurisdictions. On the institutional front, Bitnomial has listed the first U.S.-regulated futures for TZOs, expanding derivatives offerings in the market. The CME Group is exploring launching tokenized coins and a tokenized cash product developed with Google. These products aim to enhance collateral options and enable 24/7 crypto fund trading to improve institutional participation. Binance reported steady or increased on-chain reserves amid market volatility and rumors of a coordinated withdrawal campaign dubbed FTX 2.0. The exchange denies insolvency and emphasizes self-custody solutions as resilience tests for the ecosystem. Other market updates include continued tightening in Bitcoin mining profitability, with difficulty forecast to drop 14% and block times spiking to nearly 20 minutes. Stablecoin regulation remains in focus, with the UK House of Lords urging strong Bank of England oversight. Investors should watch key levels around $68,000 for Bitcoin support and monitor the Clarity Act progress on stablecoin yield regulations due this month. Technological infrastructure developments like TZO's futures and CME's token projects also offer longer-term market catalysts. You've been listening to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing. Stay tuned and stay informed. See you in the next episode, just 24 hours from now.